Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, December the 11th, 2018. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the escalating problem of drug and substance abuse by young people. Let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us directly at 001-202-619-2077. We are streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We are also streaming live on our websites. That's voashona.com, voandebele.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com. Hundreds of angry residents staged a march in Bulawayo's Entumbane high-density suburb yesterday to highlight a major problem that's afflicting our youth: drug and substance abuse. This is not a problem that's only limited to Entumbane or limited to Bulawayo. It's a problem that's ravaging our country, the entire Zimbabwe nation. Human rights activists and organizations representing young people are demanding action. Parents, like we saw yesterday in Entumbane, are pushing back. They are mobilizing against people that they accuse of peddling drugs to their children. The Bulawayo incidents is a very long story, but it's one that many people in Bulawayo are familiar to. The woman allegedly peddling drugs that was a target of yesterday's protest by Entumbane residents as well as Women of Zimbabwe Arise activists is a woman known in Bulawayo as Umahadebe. We tried to reach Umahadebe to no avail, but we are still trying to get her to come on board, to come on this show and answer questions. So many people in Entumbane are accusing this woman of destroying their children by peddling drugs to them. And what is of major concern to the residents is that they have tried to report her to the police. On some occasions, she has been arrested and let go. But on many others, she has been let off the hook somehow, and many people are not amused. In Harare, Plumtree, Gweru, Bedbridge, many places in Zimbabwe are grappling with the same problem. Drug abuse among our youth has become a major problem in Zimbabwe, and that's what we are talking about on this program tonight. Ilo utaba esingalo slobo ezithandekayo lamhlanje, utaba lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo. Sibonile kusibala ukutshengisela izolo Entumbane kobulawayo abazali abantwana izakhamizi zibambene labe woza zisola omunye umama obikwa ethengisa izidakamizwa kulindawo ubikwa ethengisa yonke inyakanyaka ngaleyo ndlela abazali bathi hayi enough is enough, we have had enough of this nonsense and now they are pushing back bathi makaxotshe lo mama kumbe abotshe kodwa amapholisa athi hayi cha asoze sukele umuntu ngoba kasilabo ubufakazi sesike samraider sangatholi lutho kumbe sathola something kodwa abanye abahlala endlini bathi ngokwabo sakwabotshwa ke bona yilo udaba esikhuluma ngalo ungaba useplumtree ungaba useharare ngiyazi ukuthi kayisilo daba olutsha kuwe lolo ludaba olwenzakalayo olubona ngamehlo olusenzakala mihla lamalanga usizwa njalo langendlebe kukhulunywa ngalo imihla lamalanga kambe lungaqedwa njani udaba lwezidakamizwa phakathi na kwabontanga ndiyo nyaya ya tiri kukurukurane zvayo nhasi veduwe nyaya yekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka nevechidiki nezuro takaona vagari entumbane vachiratidzira vakabatana nenhengo dzehoza vachishora mumwe mudzimai anogara kuentumbane anonzi ari kunzi ari kutengesa zvinodhaka ari kunzi ari kupomerwa nyaya dzekutengesera vana vechikoro vana vadiki diki zvinodhaka zvakawanda wanda tichange tichinzva zvakawanda nenyaya iyoyo nemumwe anogara kuentumbane uyezve akaratidzira nezvoro saka ndiyo nyaya yatiri kuvhiya nhasi tichida kunzwa kwamuri vabereki vechidiki kuti dambudziko iri tingaripedza sei munyika because besides health implications, there are many problems associated with drug abuse. I'm sure many of you have heard about the opioid problem here in America. Many people, and I'm talking about hundreds of thousands, are dying of drug abuse every year. And let's dive in. We have our first guest, that's Tawanda Mafuta of the organization Communities Against Drug and Substance Abuse. Tawanda, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great, and how are you doing?
We are trying these hard times in our country, you know.
I know. Rambaka, Rambai Magashinga, Mkoma Wangu, thank you for joining us. And on the other line, we have Natasha Mponde, a resident in Entumbane. She's among those who demonstrated against the alleged drug peddler, Umahatebe, yesterday. Natasha, good evening and welcome.
Njani?
Hai sikona unjani wena?
Hai ngiyaphila ngiyakuzali.
Hai siyaphila. Siyabonga ngokuba lati kuhlelo. Let me start with you, Tawanda. How much of a problem is drug and substance abuse among our youth?
Well, it is a real problem in our country, and it's growing almost every day. Maybe I will just be giving just a bit of, you know, a bit of statistics in terms of how we can actually see these things from a statistical point of view. If we check in all the hospitals in Zimbabwe, I think it's where we have Sakachek was in Zimbabwe. They say that over 60% of patients who are in the Sakachek was are drug use with patients. And the 80% of those 60% are young people under the age of 26. That's number one. That only can tell us that it's a real problem in our country. And you can also check with the 2014 report, which says 4.7 young people in Zimbabwe under the age of 21 died because of drug abuse related cases. That was in 2014. What about now in 2018, where everyone is talking about drug abuse in every community? So it's a growing problem. And also you look at each and every corner, it's like in those high-density suburbs, low-density suburbs, every corner you find there is a drug lord, there is a drug house, every corner. So it's a growing problem, and it's kind of becoming a source of income for many. Because it's pain to say. So it's growing, it's mushrooming every day. And a lot of young people are involved in these dealings, in these things. So it's growing, like, you know, it's awesome to say. And also you can check out even in terms of the criminal cases. If you check with the Zimbabwe Public Police, Side Drugs Again Department, you would see that they say that, oh, they deal with over 100 cases of drug abuse cases in a per day, which is also every day, 100 cases of drug abuse. So it's a growing problem in our country, and we need to do something. And we have been saying that if we don't act now, we would not be able to actually address the problem as we can do like now. So it's a challenge in our country. We still have a long way to go. It's a big, big problem, and it's an obstacle to development. Because we can talk about development when we still have drug abuse now in our midst.
And Tawanda, which are the drugs of choice? Which ones are the most popular among the youth?
Well, it then depends now with the suburb. But then we have two types of drugs that we have. We've got what we call medicinal drugs. Those that we can get even to hospitals and pharmacies. Then we have also narcotic drugs, which are taken for pleasure. And then some of these narcotic drugs are homemade drugs. So we have also, like, the well-known Bronclear. We have also those drugs that are taken for one. And then you also talk about the issue to do with those high alcohol substances. And then I also heard in Blawaya, there's also Nyaope. The homemade drug that is coming from South Africa, so getting into the country slowly. But then in Blawai, that's where you had so many cases that are coming from Blawai side, coming to Gweru, Kwekwe, Zuchiakuno. So those are some of the commonly abused drugs in our country. Bronclear, Makov, it's a cough mixture. Then also, they've also gone to an extent of even abusing those ARV tablets, which is also another problem that's growing also in our country. Then also look at cocaine. It's also being found here in Zimbabwe. Young people are also taking cocaine, and then also heroin. We talk of even these strong stuff beers, Anazed, Blue Diamond, that are coming from Mozambique, from Malawi, all those things. So those are our commonly abused drugs. For now, yeah, that are being abused by our fellow young people in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you, Tawanda, and please do stay on the line. Ngize kuwe Natasha, sibone izolo umanyana lezinye izakhamizi zeNtumbane esifika phose inkulungwane liitshengisela ngalolu daba. Ungasitshela ukuthi lubhahe kanganani udaba lwezidakamizwa eNtumbane?
Udaba lwezidakamizwa lapha eNtumbane lubhadle kakhulu ngoba luqalise ngonyaka ka-2014 kuze kuyefika kathesi ngo-2018, okutshengisela ukuthi bese lulesikhathi eside lusenzakala kodwa kungela lutho amapholisa aluwenzayo. Ngoba abaningi izakhamizi lapha eNtumbane bezizama ukuthi zinjani zicazile lolu daba, bebonisane lamapholisa ukuba beyenze njani, kodwa akula ngitho okade thatha inyathelo emapholiseni ngalolu daba.
Izolo khonapho belijonge umama elithi ngumahadebe onguye elimethesa umlando wokuthengisela abantwana izidakamizwa. Kuyini kahle akufuqayo?
Umama uMakhadebe akufuqayo lapha uthengisa izidakamizwa ezinjengabo Bronclear, oDayipapa, imbanje labonyawophe, lamaphilisi okukhipha isifo.
Uke wa kuluma ngendaba iyo munye osakhulayo owakhipha isisu ngokuswelakala kwenhlanhla wasuka watshona. Siqoxe ngamafitshane ngalokho kolunye uhlelo lwethu. Ungasitshela lolu daba ngokugcwele ukuthi uhamba njani?
Lo mntwana ubile 15 years, umntwana oyinkazana. Lo mntwana uhambe wayathenga amaphilisi kodwa ngenxa yokuthi kasebenzisanga ngendlela. Njalo futhi bekungiyela owezempila kahle okumele amtshele ukuthi awasebenzise njani. Wasebenzisa ngendlela engayisiyo, wagcina esewa-overdosile, watholakala esengobhlidayo ngabadala. Kodwa kungasenani umntwana lona utholakale esebhide okudlulisileyo, wagcina eseswelakala.
Aha, sithe sikhuluma Natasha Elia wathi bakhona abasakhulayo abasebenzisa izidakamizwa obaziyo. Ungabuntholele omunye wabo?
Ye, ukhona omunye engimtholileyo ngilaye.
Okay, ungamupha ucingo sikhulume laye.
Hayi, kulungile.
Yebo, mnumzana kunjani?
Hayi, ngiphilile.
Ye, igama lakho kasi soze silidinge. Kodwa ungasichasisela kahle kahle ukuthi kungani usebenzisa isidakamizo?
Isidakamizwa yinto e-addictive and isidakamizwa yinto othi ungayiqalisa kube luhambo loluyana ukuthi kuya ungamelanga nje kube luhambo lwekela nje kathize ungazange wathola izaluleko lokuncediseka. So izidakamizwa mina njengomntwana osakhulayo ngaziqalisa ngisesikolo ngiwu-form 3 and ngiziqalisa khona lapho ngiwu-form 3 ngayikwenza nje kuyinto eyangijabulisa but ngokuhamba kwesikhathi it became a part of my life and kuba nzima ukuthi ngihluleke ukuthi ngikwazi ukuziya lezo zidakamizwa and recently I approached certain people that might try to help me, but sometimes guys go hambe kuphinde kubuye and ngikhuluma nje kathesi ngisengile almost 3 weeks ngizama ukuthi ngiyekele ukusebenzisa and I'm believing ukuthi kuzangisebenzela, but izidakamizwa kuhambe lokuthi ungaqalisa vele kunzima ukuthi yekele especially imba.
Which drugs do you use?
I mean, I'm addicted kakhulu kizo zimbanje.
Uzithenga ngapi? Komahadeve?
Imbanje ngiyithenga komahadeve entumbalo.
Yimalini ibhora?
Ibhora lembanje idola.
Wena ule minyaka emingaki?
Mina kathesi ngile 22 years.
22 years. Usahamba esikolo?
Ayesikolo ngase ngiqedile u-A level, so ngaswela izimali zokuthi ngiqhubekele phambili, but i-A level ngase ngiqedile.
Wapasa?
Ngapasa ngile 13 points.
Okay, aqhubeka kubambele khonapho. Tawanda Ndimbodzo kakwauri. I'm talking to a 22-year-old whose name we cannot reveal, but he's a resident of Entumbane in Bulawayo. He smokes weed, a lot of it. Imbanje, upema imbanje, ano sutambanje. Anzi andicha goni kurega. Saga I've tried but I've relapsed. Saga right now anzi ndine ma viki 3 matatu ndisinga sutimbanje dzacho. Anzi I'm trying to quit. I see zviri kunetsa. Zvi zvamunga taura ne zviri kutaura ne mfesu.
Yeah, I think Chekutanga is said to have that kind of a situation in Zimbabwe. For your own information, I think the people might need to know that in Zimbabwe, Mugozarakwaye, we don't have what to call a drug rehab center in Zimbabwe. Mugozarakwaye. People are busy focusing on other things that are not pertinent and forgetting about this issue, which is a very crucial issue in our economy in terms of growing our economy. So we don't have a drug rehab center in Zimbabwe. Therefore, those people who are drug addicts, they are feeling difficult. they are finding it difficult to actually come out of that, you know, cage of addiction. So that's why this guy is finding it difficult. Could I see it was Hana a supporting a mechanism that is being brought to him at the time of need? So it's a challenge, number one. Two, even in terms of our in our communities, in our grassroots level, we don't have actually qualified personnel from the police level to the social welfare to the health services, health providers, the clinics, the hospitals. We don't have the qualified people who can actually address or attend to the addiction of these people. Because when we talk of those people who are addicted by drug abuse, they are falling under psychosis patients. That's it. Of which is a different issue on its own when it comes to drug abuse issue. So the challenge is what we are trying to do is we're trying to bring an awareness to the community as well to the government. We've been advocating for this thing, I think, since 2015 when we started establishing this organization, in 2015, to say, government, we need to do something about this thing. Yes, it's happening. Yes, we don't have resources. But then let's try to put some mechanism at each and every hospital. Let's have a rehab center. We can have even my incoming patients, outpatient facility for those people who are drug addicts. So at least we are doing something. But then right now, you just go Kupare, and then you are being fed to annex. You don't know, talk about Jackson, or talk about Tuesday, just like that. But at the time of Apana, you can stay there, Ubogaro, but say, what they don't talk about, right? Or a supporting mechanism, you say, after Wanda Kumba, you need to do 1, 2, 3. I also need to talk about the issue to do why are young people taking these drugs? It's because they are idle. So when you are idle, then look for something that can occupy your time. They have to start to take drugs. This guy is taking banji, right? In a drum banji, or Mushkona, and as soon as everything is okay, this guy is also a brilliant child. 7 points is not a joke.
That's not a joke. That's not a joke. I mean, he's a genius. Yeah. So, he's very smart.
Yes, you see. So we are losing a productive person in our economy. Yet we are busy talking about things that doesn't even has to do with. We are not talking about the 23rd agenda, right, in Zimbabwe. But then we cannot reach, we cannot actually attain that goal as long as the drug abuse issue has already been resolved. But the 23rd agenda is also trying to push forward young people in the limelight. Yet these young people are the ones who are taking drugs, today, that are dying today, that are, getting all those kind of diseases because of drug abuse today. So if we fail to address the problem right now, today, we might not be able to attain our goals and objectives in 2030, in 2025, in 2050, and all those things. So it's a challenge. We need to do something about this. We have been talking about it since, I don't know, but our government is not prioritizing this issue. Look, mm-hmm. I'll give an example of HIV and AIDS. We need to come up with my policies, we come up with my strategies, how best we can combat this. But right now we're talking about, we are celebrating some strides, some achievements that we have been doing as a way of keeping the HIV and AIDS. Why can't we do the same effort that we are putting into HIV and AIDS? Why can't we put the same effort in drug abuse? Well, actually, at least HIV and AIDS, you can get all the support that you need for free or at a reasonable price. But if the drug abuse, you need to be filthy rich for you to be sent to South Africa where you can get a service for you at a rehab center. But in Zimbabwe, you don't have a drug rehab center.
Uh-huh.
You need to look at all those things. So it's a challenge that we are also facing as a country. The ministry has to play its part. The Ministry of Youth, they have also to be voice for the voiceless.
If I may come in there, Tawanda, thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. And before I take our first listener, it's 25 minutes past the 8. This is The Connection. We are broadcasting live from the Voice of America in Washington. And tonight, We are talking about the escalating problem of drug and substance abuse by our youth. And my guests tonight at Wanda Mafuta of the Communities Against Drug and Substance Abuse. I also have Natasha Mponde, an Entumbane resident who marched together with hundreds of other residents yesterday. Vachi gunungona nekutenge swa kwezvino dhaka bekonona ngokutengiswa kwezidakamizwa ngomunye abati ngumahadebe. Sizamile ukudinga incingo zakho umahadebe sehlulekile kodwa mayelalele. Funa ukufona engasifonela amapholisa athi ayalwazi udaba lweEntumbane, ayalwazi udaba oluhluphayo kodwa bathi hayi umahadebe lo kayisuyemsolwa ngoba kabalabo ubufakazi bokubana uyakwenza lokho. Owesithathu engilaye ngumfana osakhulayo, a brilliant boy, he's 22 years old, uleminyaka ngu-22. Mumuandi naye wechitatu mkomana ane makore 22 arikuti ano shandisa zvinodhaka, anzi ndino nyatso suta mbanje maningi naizvozvo andigoni kusiya. The reason why I'm saying he's a genius is that akaita A level yake akabura ne 13 points asi hanzi ndakashaya mari yekuendera mberi nechikoro. Wenza u-A level lucha esila ecingweni waphumale 13 points, and that's not a joke, people. You gotta give it to this boy. Kodwa uthi izidakamizwa ziyamkhulela uzithenga komahadebe. Ngiphenduke kuwe mnumzana angakathathi umlaleli. Ibhora uthe lilithenga ngedola, ngelanga ubhema amabhora amangaki?
Ngelanga kuyabe kusiya ngokuthi sometimes i-activity yabuyenza iyabe ingenjani, but esikhathini esiningi vele bengikwanisa ukuthi even a maximum of 3 ngelanga bengikwanisa ukuzibeka, especially nxa kungama-activity lani ukuthi maybe we're going for outing and clubbing and such stuff into lapho okuyabe kule high demand. Sometimes because ngikhuluma nje mina endlini vele abakwazi ukuthi mina ama-idakamizwa ngiyasebenza isimbanje ngasiyona, and I think sitting that for long and I really try so hard sometimes to teach, but I find myself going back from what I started. So being the teacher sokuthi ngazi ukuthi ngingasizakala kanjani, but yeah.
Nxa uyabhema amabhora angu 3 every day, $3 you are spending $3 every day. Iviki siyaphela sule $21 uyasebenza, uyithola ngaphi imali?
Ya, njengokulokhuza sometimes ngiyabe ngihlanganisa, and lakhonkhani ukuthi nxa ngilokhuza endlini I'm one of the person engathi ngithembakele when it comes to certain activities. So ngiyabe ngikwazi ukuthi ngokwazi ukuthunywa maybe ngithole ikhathi kumbe lami ngakwazi ngihlale lami ngingelayo imali ngihambe emanganini njenge, but an average of $3 that's a maximum that I use at this point.
Aha, naqhubeka ubambile khonapho sithathe umlaleli Timbotora Mtereri vachibedura. Makadi enyu vachibedura?
Tiripezeni makadiniu.
Aiwa, tinofara hedu. Kuri sei kwamuri?
Kuri nani serega, maita basa. Ndoperera chinguva chenyu each and every day.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Ndanzwa topic iripo yenyaya yezvinhu zvinodhaka izvi.
Tipeyo pfungwa dzenyu.
Nyaya iyoyi inotondibata-bata zvizhinji iyoyi. Nekuti pane imwe nhau yakaitika kumashure uko asi ndeyemuna wangu. Nhau iripo ndeyekuti nhau iri kuitika mukati menyika yeZimbabwe inyaya yeikonomi. Maindastri avo akavharwa kusina mabasa. Saka vachangopedza chikoro havasina kana zvekuita mukati menyika yeZimbabwe. Saka zvaakuitisa kuti vanhu around Zimbabwe, especially on Jimbo in Norton. Shruku involve a foot, my police and my CID. If you never discover, I mean, when you know, under a city, I had a white Jason Katimba, I think it's as dark, I think it's as you. Can I think it's as you? Chimiro chichi chekudhakwa kana chauya kunopera anongoita muna right kana afunga futi kuzoya kumadrugs kuona kuti madrugs acho chimiro chacho hakwanisi kuti aregere saka anobva adzokera futi kunoba futi zvinhu kuti akwanise kutengesa saka akwanise kuenda kure kuti saka munina wangu akazopedzisira akutotengesera vanhu vacho vanotengesa madrugs saka nhau yaiitika ndeyekuti akatema kutengesa madrugs waya mamwe acho ari mapirisi nembanje neimwe yavanoti mitombo dhia nezvimwe zvinhu zvaiaidza kuti zvinhu zvikaizvi zvakaunofaniranawo necoping saka akazenge akutitaurira zvinhu zvese izvi arit mwari apindira mukurarama kwake nekuti akabva akwanisa kusiya saka akanga akutiudza manje zvese zvaaitika kuti chii chaiitika saka zviri kunzi iye aitie pese paanoenda kunotengesa madrugs madrugs vaiunzirwa nemapurisa macid saka mapurisa aiti iwo akaona zvinhu zvavanenge vabatira vanhu especially madrugs mbanje nezvinodhaka izvo kana zvaiswa sevanotiyo exhibit kana munhu ane mhosva iwo mapurisa vacho vaiva nerwusei unotengesera vanhu mulocation
saka mukoma wangu saka munin'ina wenyu uyu akazosiya here ari kupi
kusiya izvizvi akatosiya akutoshanda nanokushagirao zvokubatabata akutoshanda
aha akagona akagona sei kusiya
mawamiro aita madrugs
ndatakagona sei kusiya akaenda kurehab kana kuti akangosiyana nazvo
ipapo ndimwari akashanda munhu atikatotanga kutotsanyira tichitobatirwa munamato vanhu vese mhuri yese takatoungana tichitobatwa munamato atleast mwari anzoti tine kuti zvaanga akuita zvacho zvanga zviri uncontrollable
aiwa tinoti
akanga akutiudza manje
aha aiwa tinotenda vachibedura nekupinda muchirongwa thank you so much
ndatamaita basa manipinda muchirongwa
aha thank you there ngipenduke kuwe mnumzana so uthe abazali kabakwazi ukuthi uyabhema izimbanje zoto zibhemayo akulo okunye okuthathayo
imbanje kuphela okunye akulengubhemayo mbhema imbanje kuphela yibe zisebenzayo and yizo engifunizama ngalo onke amandla ukuthi ngizalekele and ngithemba ukuthi this time ngizaphumela but sengake ngakuzama almost more than 5 times if I can remember but and konkana it really killed my instinct and ngiyenza lami ngingabi lobuntu ebantwini and I don't know how can I explain this but
akuchasise khonapho uthi ukwenza ungabi lobuntu ebantwini nxa zikunankile zikudabulile sibili yabo sizwa njani
zinxa ngiyabe ngidakiwe sometimes ngiyabe ngilokuthula and ngingela livevele liyani engiba lalo ispecial njengakathe khonapho nxa ngiyabe nginganathanga ngiyabe sengilokuthula and nemicabango yami yabe ingani iba depressed and that feeling that you feel like secure and that feeling having you know we are user especially nxa senyizwa
and what kind of help really do you need what kind of assistance Would you say you need to quit that habit?
Yeah, definitely. There were some possibilities if I can get a rehab or if I can get someone professional who can really assist me and follow the steps that I could do to fit. I would really appreciate that, and I would really do.
Okay, thank you. Then please just stay on the line. Mkoma Tawanda Nimbozo Kirakwamori.
Yes.
Somebody in America hearing this guy's story might be surprised, really. It's a fascinating story because here in America, smoking mbanje, smoking marijuana is illegal in many states. Including here in D.C., where we are broadcasting from. As long as you smoke in your house, you are allowed to plant a couple of trees in your house. No one bothers you. Vavunyelwa vanobvumidzwa vanhu vakawanda ku mastates akawanda muno muAmerica anobvumidza vanhu kusuta mbanje. And really many people don't see that as a big deal. And believe me, you, many people do smoke weed here in America. So from that standpoint, from somebody who's used to smoking weed in America, who's used to having friends smoking banje every day, and hearing somebody in Zimbabwe needing help, that, saying that they've become addicted to marijuana. I mean, what's your take on that story, really?
Well, I think the first point, I think, is to actually be able to call or to invite people who have got resources to establish the rehab center in Zimbabwe. At least if we'd be able to get even one rehab center at the capital city of Zimbabwe, I think it will even save other parts of Zimbabwe. Just one is enough. And also, maybe temporarily, we could also use the already existing structures in the community to say where this guy is, Entubane, right?
Uh-huh.
And we can then try to also establish some programs there, and also try to invite other partners to come, that we can also offer assistance from the grassroots level. For example, we have also come addiction counselors who are well-trained, qualified to deal with addiction cases, specifically drug abuse, drug addiction cases. So we could then bring those people at the community level.
Let me come in there, Tawanda, and cut to the chase and be blunt. Somebody in America who smokes weed every day might say, you know, smoking weed is not addictive. On the contrary, it helps your health. You know, you've heard about medical marijuana, which is big here in America. What would you say to somebody hearing this guy's story who says, "Amfesu mbanje, apana problem nembanje, mbanje is not addictive"?
Okay. Well, mbanje is a plant, right? And mbanje is good. You can get over 365 chemicals from marijuana plant, from the mbanje plant only. That's where they're getting the myth that mbanje is a herbal. Mbanje is a good plant for your health. Why? Because these 365 over 365 chemicals, they are unprocessed chemicals. That's number one. So you cannot get take the mbanje straight from the plant and then you talk out of water. Then you say, I want to get health. Drug with the ADN is my healthy. Do want to go to a blade in my academy? You'll be fooling yourself. Why? Because this is an unprocessed plant, which then leads to you get more problems. Of course, the number one is addiction. Addiction is there because you then need to, the feeling of, you know, wanting to get more of the plant. So it would then born more and more problems. This is the likes of high blood pressure, addiction, of course, that's the main one. And also, the research has it that a body that abuses drugs has got, it's like marijuana, has got 70% chances of getting 5 to 6 types of cancer. That's number one. A body that abuses drugs, as long as you are below 26 years of age, you are prone to have, it will then affect the third generation offspring. Meaning to say, good, we can have mana, Down syndrome, mana, I think, animal learning disability or disabled. Oh, so I chose infertility. That's marijuana for you. Because we're taking it straight. Remember, in our system already, we have got materials in our system already. And then you are putting another chemical in your system. In Zafana, we are saying mazo in Mvura. We are listening mazo in Mvura. And at the end of the year, we are Mvura mazo. That is the same with you keep on putting another chemical in your system. And then form another chemical, which you don't know the result or the name of the chemical. You then start to have more problems in your system. They will have water, one more loss of weight gain. Yeah, and I want those cancer problems that you are now facing. I have BP at your age of 26, at age of 20, 18, you are getting my warmer BP tablet. It's a shame. Addiction has got 3 stages. The first stage of addiction is okay. You can get help by just talking to you, like what I'm talking to you right now. You can get a help, and then you can just leave drugs, just like that. Then you have got the second stage of addiction, which is which we say you're on average. It's either you can get treated by just counseling, or you just need to be taken out from the from the environment that you're living in. And then the late second stage, the third stage of addiction, we're just waiting for you to go. But there's nothing we can do unless if you are still rich, where you can then go to South Africa, where you pay $1.5 million for detoxification process. Where we need to be drained, all the drugs in your system to be drained, and then you have a fresh blood in your system. But it's expensive. But most of the young people who are taking drugs in our communities, they don't have that money. They only go to hospital who can allow our number of going to go diagnosis, the woman who can actually write here. It's not our culture, it's African in Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Tawanda. And please do stay on the line. It's 18 minutes before 9 o'clock, tonight we are talking drug and substance abuse among our youth, we have a caller on the line, Umatita. Good evening, caller, and welcome.
Hey, Linja.
Siyaphila njani lawe?
Hayi dimi.
Yeah, use qhomo kuphi kwenda?
Angise gogwe komsala.
Aha, kunjani gogwe ba?
Eh.
Ucingo lakho liyaquma madida, ungahamba lapho khona mhlawumbe singaxhumana kuhle.
Anyaliza kahle.
Aha, sesikuzwa. Uyizwile indaba akusiphumbono wakho.
Eh, ngiyayizwa sibili indaba ikuthi hey le ilozana abantwana asibonakile kakhulu abantwana besikolo.
Ngabe nabantwana madida, galisa bagoqi yini?
Mama WhatsApp lawa abuyayo abantwana bayagugula bayenza yonke into, so yikho sokuphambanisa.
Yebo kithi.
Sebenzile masiyaza. Sendiyangenela futhi bonke kanjani ngoba abantwana ayazakuyababulala ikakhulu yona le imbanje le hhayi hayi ibathwali senzima.
Kati ilinywa ngapha amapholisi egcwele kangaka madida?
Bayayilima abantu, bayayilima, igcwele umhlaba wonke, kodwa ukuthi uyoyiqonda ukuthi ilapha lapho okuhlupha khona.
Yeba kithi, lakhona ngapha egogwe ludaba oluhluphayo mpela.
luyahlupha ize lonke nje yazidakamizwa lezi kuyahlupha nje ukuthi manxa ungakazi kwazi ukuthi lapha lapha kodwa umhlaba wonke.
Yebo ngithi hayi siyabonga matita ngokungena kuhlelo sile Themba balalele laba basakhulayo bazatshiyana lawo lomkhuba ngoba kusebenzisa izidakamizwa ludabo lusuke lungabaphambanisi kuphela kwezempila kahle kodwa awuthola ukubana ikusasa lakho selitshabalele.
Hayi lathi siyabonga uhlelo lweni ngoba luyayenza ukuthi sibakhuthaze bezivele labo ngoba balalele khona babaningi.
Aha, hayi siyabonga ube lobusuku obuhle matita.
Hayi kubonga mina ntungamini.
Aha, that was madida ba madida bati fonera bari kugogo yanza hayi dambudziko irakazara kwese kwese munyika chero kuno kugogwe. Ngiphenduke kuwe mnumzana, I'm sure ulaba bangane elitsha lonke imbanje kumba bathatha amanye ama drugs kunjalo.
Yebo, hayi bakhona engihle yalabo esithi it's like a community and something that is really there, so we really to help each other and ngithemba lokuthi labo abanye sebengathola usizo labo endifisayo because seriously 100% asimpilo le esabe siyiphila sometimes sabe singela choice and yakulesisi sokuthi ukhithe but sometimes because we have started it becomes a bit difficult especially if you don't have any someone who would assist you and encourage you.
Ebona abangane bakho, what kind of drugs abawathathayo?
Yeah, esikhathi esiningi especially njengokuthi izinto sometimes abe siba nzima especially nxa kuthi maybe imali like yatshansakala abanye bakwanisa ukusebenzisa ogonka abanye basebenzisa odayipapa abanye basebenzisa inyawumbe into njengazinalezo nje but mina enjalo ukuthi sometimes ngizama ukuthi ngikutshaye for someone once told me ukuthi ma usele imbanje can substitute imbanje ye-Everest and sometimes ngingayibhema ngangithala ikhanda bekhanda ukuthi kwaze kwangihlula and I always try so hard ukuthi nxa ngingaswelanga ngiswele imali I'll try so hard ukuthi ngithole ukuthi nedingene imbanje but that's something that I don't want to do anymore.
Aha. Sakhona uNatasha ecele.
Ye, ngikhona.
Uyamuzwa lujaha Natasha lihlala lonke khona ngapho eNtumbane. Udubo lolu ludubo olubona insuku zonke lusenzakala phambi kwamehlo akho phambi nako obuso bakho. Kuyini ofuna kwenziwe lungalwiswa njani lolu dubo?
Lolu dubo isifiso sami kakhulu yikuthi ngifuna amapholisa a-investigate kahle indaba leyo. Njenga-investigator ku-prosecute abantu bekuhambe emakhoti ngendlela ezifaneleyo njalo futhi okusemthethweni okuqondileyo. Umuntu agwetshwe angene ejele aseve iminyaka yakhe yonke. Kungabi lo muntu ophumayo ukuthi namhla uvuke ebothiwe simbone ngumuntu ofake izankosi sasase simbone ehambe ekhareni sethengisa futhi. Into esifunayo ukuthi yonke into iyenziwe ngomthetho ku-investigator kungene ekhothi umuntu agwethe abothe njalokuthi kungabi lo muntu ophumayo iminyaka yakhe ingakakwani.
Aha, thank you there, Natasha, and please do stay on the line as we move on to a caller, Ulunga. Lunga, good evening and welcome.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I see a pilu njani la.
Hi, I'm today.
Bang, geno yi nabantuana.
Yeah, uyabona ukuthi abantwana singabasola yebo kodwa singabasoli ngoba uyabona lo muntu odayisayo odayisa idakamizwa. Uyazi ungene ngeyinye indlela, uyazi okungelula nje ukuthi abantwana bangasurvive kuyo. Ngoba ma uthole ukuthi bathi icale nje inye kufana nama-schools, uyabona ukuthi odayisela abantwana ngento into ezifana nalezo nokuthi kuthenga ngenhloso yokuthi bayadla kanti sebejoyine nje into ezifana nalezo. Umama lo kusho ukuthi ngezindlela embona ngayo mina isimo esikhona lapha eZimbabwe. Ukhona umuntu omsebenzelayo mpela umuntu osezingeni eliphezulu osathwa nje nangamaphoyisa ngendlela engibona ngayo. Ngoba ma kuyathi sokube nomntwana oye washona mpela ezama ukumkhiphisa nalama philisa aphathayo ukhiphisisa uwathathathe nje esimeni sinje eselizweni. Uyabona ukuthi amaphoyisa amabethu abambopha abanalifakayo ekubeni ujaha lo okhulumayo manje ukuthi uthenga la kuye. Ngiyengikhola ukuthi abokho umfakazi amaphoyisa abawudingayo kokwezidlalo kokukhulunywa kuleyo ndoda le okhuluma ethina u-spend abo $3 ngelanga. So engicabanga ukuthi mina abantu basentumbane ngibona ngathi iplani abangase bayenze bona nje bamaphoyisa anelifakazi yikuthi bezibambele yena umama lo mathupha eyiphethe leyo nto ayidayisayo bemuyise bona emaphoyiseni straight away bebone ukuthi usuka lapho-ke kuyosebenzeka kanjani-ke maye emkhulula kusho khona ukuthi ivele nje omunye nomunye sengayidayisela nje ngokukhululeka kwakhe nje engasabi ukuthi uzoboshwa ibone indaba.
Hhayi siyayithola uyibeka kuhle mnumzana Lunga. Siyabonga ungena kuhle.
Okay, ngibonile namhlanje.
Aha, nimbozo ka kwa Mori Mkomata Wanda. Pane vamwe va noti vari kuti kazhinji vechidiki vanowanikwa vachishandisa zvinodhaka. Ndevaya vaya vari kubuda mumafamilies mumhuri dzatingati madysfunctional families. Maybe vabereki vanenge vasipo vari kudiaspora kana kuti varipo vabereki vacho but they don't pay attention yakawanda kuvana vavo. Izvizva muri kuonawo ipapo ndizvo here?
Well, yes, it's one of the things, one of the factors are occurring, but it's not like an old time reason. Why is that reason? Of course, now there is lack of parental guidance. Amongst our young people, kuti the world we are living in, I change my try as one. Karaizi yesukare kuti mwana mumba aipinda na 5 o'clock waifuranga apinda mbagara pasi bari mazuvano mwana angu nawangu sapinda mbaga usiku kana mungari makuseni mwana anybody could be okay with it these days. So even whether mbari iberika aripo hapo, yes, it's happening, there's lack of parental guidance. Even the varipo urvasipo, hakusina that proper guidance or proper parenthood yakuta nabereki vaabizi tsvaga mari nazvo amuda mbavana makuseni na 6 o'clock ozikamba neri na 8 o'clock mwana anenge ara or mwana anengari kurom kwake or anenge asogotifamba pacho. So it's one of the sectors then also among I think also we need to talk about the issue with the young generation of our time. We have been taken by the influence of media and public figures in the drive to take drugs. The media is also playing a pivotal role in terms of condoning drug abuse in our country. Look at some of our artists singing songs that are promoting drug abuse. We also have the issue to do with peer pressure among young people. Those who are at college or were in school, they are also having the same problem, peer pressure. Then also, let's not forget about the issue of misinformation. We've been growing up with good issues. If you take a banje, you become a guru in account or in mathematics. That is the need. I think if we had time, I would then explain the scientific and the factors that are in need in terms of how drugs affect your brain and your state of mind. Then also the two issues to do with experimenting. We have heard that if you're taking experimenting, if you want to be happy, if you want to get more fun, they're trying to experiment. But in so doing, you're getting to addiction. And therefore, it's level, I think, to these drugs. So, yes, of course, the issue of parental guidance, but it's one of the factors. But then I also need to stress a point here, with the lack of government priority in addressing this problem is one of the major causes of drug abuse. Government is not doing much in terms of addressing this problem. if we look at in terms of the root cause of drug abuse, you look at it's due to idleness, unemployment, lack of policies regulations that will guide and protect the masses. I will also mention a few ones that I mean. I think I'm sure our time is getting up, but I also mention a few. We have what we call the Dangerous Drug Act in Zimbabwe. Our Dangerous Drug Act in Zimbabwe is last amended in 1996. And the drugs that are listed in that act, Dagudara, this is the Tanzanama drugs, so they are not recorded in the act, which is finding it difficult for the enforcers, law enforcers, to deal with the case, because it's not in the law. One. Two, the Public Health Act, or the Public Health Policy, is talks of not to sell persons under 18 years of age of alcohol, but it is selling in terms of consumption. So you cannot buy alcohol, but you can consume alcohol as long as you are in the room when I'm living in 10 years or 11 years. So those are some of the loopholes that our laws have. Then also look at, we can also check out in terms of the Liquor Licensing Act, our local bylaws, in a setup, for example, in a setup where we have got 10,000 houses, we expect to have at least 50 maji, my beer or my tavern or my bottle store. But we find that in a 10,000 minimum, we have got over 50% of the space is occupied by bottle stores. Mm-hmm. We can then increase the availability of these drugs. So it's not concerned to one of our trauma drugs. But imagine 5 steps from your house, you're getting to a beer or a tavern or where a drug lord is situating it. So that's another feeling that's contributing to the uptake of drugs in our country.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Thank you, Tawanda. And we have 3 minutes remaining on the clock. Young man, coming back to you, give us your last word before I give you some counseling.
All right. Yes, Naringe, so good thing, Mangawe, and Vega, and maybe I would be a marriage space now centers that might look on the issue of advising young people, telling them the importance of staying away from drugs. Also, I've experienced men, especially one of my colleagues. They fail. People who have been performing better than me, due to that, they might be using medications that were using a lot of freedom, and they ended up smoking more and drugs. Like smoking like this, it also leads to only if you smoke 2 days, tomorrow might smoke in 3 days, and the process is ongoing. So I really desire that if you have recreational centers that help these young people that are in.
I'm not a counselor, but I can give you some advice. You're a young man with a future ahead of you, very intelligent, very smart, 13 points at A level. That's not a joke. Focus, I'm fine. Udinge umntongaku ongakusiza i-counseling uyidinge mhlawumbe i-rehab awusozuyithole badinga i-counseling uhlale phansi uchiye abangane bakho bonabo obhema laba imbanje oyenza laba isidakamizwa ufocuse mafana u-intelligent uhlakaniphile ulobuchopho ikusasa lakho liyakhazimula you just need to focus. Uye esikolo udinga ama-scholarships lapha and quit ikhampani yakho yonke le odlala layo nsuku zonke. Siyazwana.
Hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu and ngamazwi alokwakha la mathamsanqa amahle and that's really my desire lami ukuthi ngikwazi ukuhlukana lakho for good and forever. And I'm even afraid ukuthi after saying such conversation is one of the things that it really, really, really kills.
Don't relapse. Thank you there. And We had on this show Tawanda Mafuta of the Communities Against Drug and Substance Abuse, Natasha Mponde, a resident in Entumbane, and this drug abuser, Esingasozi Simkambe ngegama. Next week, the last show yami khonapha, and sizabe sikhuluma nge-porn addiction. Singayikatshana. Bye-bye.